Former LDWF Secretary Jack Montesat pleads guilty for his role in a kickback scheme and faces up to 5 years in prison. Prosecutors say Montesat used his position to ensure that Leonard Frankes' business received a contract to provide online hunting and boating courses. Assistant U.S. Attorney LaDante Murphy says they stopped the scheme in its early stages.
If this matter had allowed to continue, these individuals would have enriched themselves at the expense of the people's trust in their government.
Frankes is already serving time in federal prison, as is the scheme's mastermind, Dusty Guidry of Youngsville. A seafood advocacy group says a recent audit of 24 restaurants along the U.S. 190 corridor between Krotz Springs and Kinder found that half were selling imported shrimp. Seed Consulting co-founder David Williams says that high number is very disappointing.
Most people, when you go into a mom-and-pop place, or you stop in for a plate lunch, you sort of assume that it's going to be good local seafood. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, that's not the case.
Williams says of those 12, 9 claim that the shrimp came from U.S. waters when, in fact, they were imported. We're getting word that yet another inmate in the Elaine Hunt Correctional Center has died. The Department of Corrections identified the inmate as 50-year-old Paul Gathrow. Now, at this time, we don't know the circumstances surrounding Gathrow's death. His death is the latest in a string of deaths at the Correctional Center, many of which are still under investigation. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.